Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Hei Mebeis, the Gemara tells us that there's a practice to say Hallel during the Achila of the Karban Pesach, and the Gemara brings a pasuk. It says in the pasuk that appears in Yeshaya, Hashir Yeh Lachem Kilel Hiskadesh Chag, that you should sing a song at nighttime, the night that's a Yomtiv. And the Gemara learns from here, only on Pesach Rishon does one recite Hallel during the eating of the Karban Pesach, as opposed to the Pesach Sheni, is not one does not recite Hallel when eating it, because Pesach Sheni is not a Leil Hiskadesh. It's not a Yontif. That's the din. So there's a discussion that's found in Shulchan Aruch and their Ma, different practices at the very end in Simon Tuf Pezayin about reciting Hallel in the Beis Knesset. And Mechaber writes, Be'leil Rishon She Pesach Gomrim Hallel B'tzibur B'ne'ima B'bracha T'chila V'sof. One should recite a bracha and recite Hallel in Shul, Leil Seder, and so too v'chein b'leil sheni shel shnei yamim tovim shel galios. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, where you keep 2 days of Yontif, you should recite Hallel for the brach the second night as well. Comes along the Ramah, the Choza ein anu nogin came. We do not have such a practice. Ki ein anu omrim b'leila veis knesses ha'hela klat. We don't say Hallel at all, says the Ramah. And Mishabura says the minhag Sfardim is to say it. So there are various minhagim, minhag Yushalayim, minhag Eretz Yisrael, Sfardim, Ashkenazim. So either way, what comes, let's say you are in a place where they're doing something in shul different than what you normally do. Let's say, for example, you normally recite Hallel. I should say that the whole source, the connection to the Hallel here, the Reb Chaim says, the reason why one says Hallel in shul on Leil Seder is based on this Gemara, based on the concept here that Hashir Yelachem B'Leil Kileil Hiskadesh has to be a Hallel that comes because of a Yontif, not a Hallel that comes because of the eating. So the Reb Chaim Mibrisk thinks that this is actually referring to the Hallel one says in Shul. That's what he thinks is the explanation of the Minhag to say Hallel. So what happens if you are in a place that does different than what you normally do? You grew up not saying Hallel, and you're in a Shul that says Hallel, or vice versa, that you grew up saying Hallel, and you're in a Shul that does not say Hallel. So what's the different practice? So the Chida writes that if a person finds himself in a Shul that doesn't say Hallel, but he normally does say Hallel, he's allowed to recite Hallel b'chidus. That's what he's allowed to do. And Rav Yashav argued, and he felt that no, that's not the case. He felt that the Hallel that's said in shul is a chovas hatzibur. It's only when the tzibur says it. But to say b'chidus, there is no inyan to say b'chidus. So you find yourself in a shul that doesn't say Hallel, so you should not say Hallel according to Rav Yashav. Now what if it's the opposite? Let's say you normally do not recite Hallel, and you find yourself in a shul that does recite Hallel, what should you do? But Moshe says, you can't change from the minhag. You can't just walk out. You can't just not say anything. You have to recite Hallel along with him. And what's the worst that can happen? So you're saying some psukim, some from psukim in Tehillim, a wonderful thing. But what about the bracha? That's a serious thing, to say a bracha when your minhag is not to say a bracha. So Moshe recommends that if one is able to get away without saying the bracha, and it won't be recognizable that you're not saying the bracha, that's best. Perhaps you can mumble some words, but if someone's going to be on top of you and paying attention whether you're saying the bracha or not, and there's no way to avoid it, then Moshe says you're even allowed to say the bracha as well, because that is the minhag hamakom.